This is the testimony of Tom McDonald from Port Hood. It's in 2013 in May. And Tom is 69 years old, and he's sharing what a wonderful thing God did in his life. And my friend, I want you to know that God can touch your life no matter who you are or where you are. Here's Tom McDonald.
I was just looking at the words on the wall there. I believe in God, it's only Son. They're great words. They make such a difference in the person's life. 30 years ago, you probably would have found me either drunk or coming off of drunk or hungover. I was living separated from my wife. I had, at the time I was married, I had one child. She was about 3 years old at the time. And because of my drinking and the way I was living, my wife no longer wanted to live with me. Yeah. So we separated. We were living in Port Hood at the time. We were separated. I went out to Calgary to work. I was working as a carpenter at the time. It was working on construction in Calgary, drinking every day. But it was about that time I was devastated to lose my wife and daughter. I was devastated over that. Same time, I knew there was a God, and I knew there was a heaven and hell, and I knew that for me, hell awaited me, and that there was absolutely nothing that I could do about the fact that I was going to hell. I knew I was a sinner. And about that time, I got a hold of a Bible, and I started reading the Bible, not understanding very much of what the Bible was telling me. And occasionally, I would talk to God about my situation. At any rate, things in Calgary at the time, the oil boom was over. Everything just seemed to shut down in Calgary overnight. I remember working on a high-rise office complex, and we were up about three floors and was supposed to go to 12, and they put the roof on the three floors. That was it. They weren't going any higher. That's how quickly that town shut down. So I was out of work. And I guess one other thing I should tell you about in Calgary. But this time, I there was a fellow working with me that had connections to the East Coast, and he tried to introduce me to the Mormon religion. But somehow, God Almighty spoke to me. I don't really understand it today, but steered me away from that, from going down that road. I think left to myself, I would have easily have gone down any road at that time. At any rate, I came home, and I was only home a short time. I wasn't living with Adeline or my daughter at the time. And then I went down to Boston. I worked down in Boston. I worked in construction there. And my life was just spiraling out of control, completely out of control. I was still managing to work. Drunk every night, every weekend, drunk, and still managing to work. And it was about that time that I remember it was just before Christmas. I was coming home for Christmas, and I was in such a state that I figured it would be the last time that I would ever see my wife and daughter again, because I was becoming suicidal. I no longer wanted to live the way I was living, and the only thing to stop me from committing suicide was the fact that I knew hell awaited me, that that's where I was going, and from what I read on hell, it was the worst place from where I was. So I wasn't in a very good place. And I can remember at that time, still reading the Bible, And at that time, I said to the Lord, is there anything you can do for someone such as I? I acknowledged that I was a sinner and I deserved to go to hell. And there was nothing I could possibly do that would keep me out of hell. And when I came home, that was just shortly before I came home. I came home at Christmas time, and my wife's heart was completely changed towards me. She wanted me to stay home, to try and make her marriage work. At the time, I didn't understand what was going on, why the change of heart. At any rate, I went back to Boston for a short time, still worked on a job there, only for a month or so, and then I came home again and started living with my wife and daughter. And I asked her after that, what changed your mind? She told me that her and her daughter were driving along a back road. She lived on a back road out in the country. And she said God spoke to her. She had to pull out side the road, and her and my daughter wept in one another's arms for me. But God, in an instant, changed her heart towards me. And I came home, and I don't know exactly when God first saved me, but I know from the time that I repented of my sin that God was working mightily in my heart. And it took probably 6 months later, reading in God's Word, and it was September 24th. Or September 23rd, that I went over to Antigonish to see my sister. She had a new child, and she's still in the hospital, and I went over to visit her. And as plain as any one of you could speak to me, I felt God tell me, I didn't hear any voice or anything, but I felt God tell me I needed to stop in a bookstore. And I stopped at the only bookstore I knew. It was a secular bookstore, and there was a little religion section there, with most of it was garbage. So I had no idea what to get. But I ended up picking out two books by Hal Lindsey. One was The Late Great Planet Earth. And that night I came home, and I read late into the night. And it pointed back to the Bible what I needed to do to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. I went to bed, and the next morning, on the road at 6 o'clock in the morning, I pulled over to the side of the road and said to God, I am not going any further. I know what I have to do. I just accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And then there, God saved me. What a wonderful Savior he is. You know, he continues to be my Savior even to this day. He saves me from myself, from this world, from Satan. He is a wonderful Savior. He is God's only Son. And what a privilege it is to every day to meet with the Savior early in the morning, and I do every day. And this morning I was reading God's Word, reading Ephesians. I want to share a verse that's been on my heart since this morning. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 2 and 13. It's a wonderful, wonderful verse for when we're lost in sin, and it's a wonderful verse for even this morning, that I can come to my Father in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ, for no other reason. So many times we don't come close to to our Father in heaven simply because we don't feel we're near, or because my performance has not been up to par what I figured God would expect of me. But that's not the reason that I can come near God, dear God. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and for no other reason. That is my, and I want to live there evermore, close to my Father in heaven. The Lord, maybe I'll just close in prayer.
Tom, before that, just what happened with your addiction situation?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's been some, yeah. I was immediately delivered from alcohol. There was three things I was delivered from immediately. Two of them was cigarettes and alcohol. And the third one, I didn't even know I was... it was my wife a week later that said to me, "You sure have changed." And I said, "Why? What do you mean?" She said, "You no longer curse." And I didn't even realize that I'd stopped cursing. And well, maybe I'll relate one more thing that happened over the years. And it was happened down at Cape Breton Bible Camp, just to show the power of God, the power of prayer. I was down, I think it's 5 years ago now, fall of the year, and we were burning brush there. We were going to burn brush, and we had no oil, so I guess we put gas on it. And it's down basically in a side hill, a little gully, and not realizing at the time there was a gentle breeze blowing up the hill. And it was me who had lit the match and fired it on. Well, the vapors from the gas had blown up towards me, and it exploded in a ball of fire and knocked me on the ground. Pierre was off to the side. He wasn't affected. There was a few more ahead of me that they weren't affected. But it got me, and it burnt the back of my hand, so you can see it's still the marsh there, and burnt my face. The pain was intense. Pierre drove me to North Sydney, the hospital there, and I can remember getting out of the vehicle at the hospital, and just the change of the air temperature getting out of the truck, there was a little bit of relief just in the air temperature. At any rate, we entered the hospital, and they were putting compresses on me and ended up giving me morphine for the pain. But that was the last time I took morphine. I never experienced pain after that. I was in for the weekend. The nurses were coming all hours of the night and asked me, "Do you need medication?" And I said, "No, I'm not experiencing any pain." I think they felt I was some kind of macho guy that's going to bear this pain, but that's not me. If I had pain and I needed morphine, I would take it gladly. And even when I left the hospital, the doctor was saying, "You need to take some medication with you." And I said, "No, I am not experiencing any pain whatsoever." I found out that our brother Pierre had been praying that God would take the pain away, and God did. Simple as that. God's power. So now maybe I'll close in prayer. Now, Father, we just long to have our hearts, dear God, to seek to glorify you only, dear God Almighty. In all that we say and do, dear God, may you have the glory, dear God Almighty. Even today, dear God, we pray that by your Spirit, dear God, that you would have a hold of each of our hearts, dear God Almighty, that you would fill the hearts of your people, dear God. And if there's a lost soul here today, that Lord, that you would introduce that person to Jesus Christ this day, dear God. Enable them to see, dear God, what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross for them and for each one of us, dear God Almighty. May we walk daily, dear God Almighty, clothed in Jesus Christ, filled with your Spirit, dear God, giving glory to you. These things, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.